In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Well, here we are. It's the fourth Sunday in Lent. We've got the rose vestments out. It's Lutier Sunday, which is why we have the rose vestments. But it's also Daylight Savings Time, which is known in some circles as Judas Sunday, because only Judas would steal an hour out of the Lord's day. I really hate daylight savings time. Just this part. In the fall, it's fine. It's just this one. Today, we have one of those really quirky events in Old Testament history. We have the infamous episode of a snake on a stick. We have the Israelites who are going around and complaining, which is kind of normal if you follow the story up to this point. And so the story says that God sent these poisonous snakes into the Israelites' camp as a punishment. Seems a little harsh for complaining, but if you've ever driven 12 hours with a couple of kids in the car, there is a certain point you're thinking anything to stop this. But it's true. It's bad sometimes. And there's some translations of the Bible, it actually says that there were fiery serpents that were sent into the Israelite camp, which is interesting because fiery has a couple of different connotations. Hebrew is one of those languages that really, they use the same word to mean multiple things frequently. And fiery can mean poisonous. Fiery can also mean fiery. Serpent can also be translated as seraph, which is a kind of angel. And so you've got two options here. You've either got poisonous snakes or fiery angels. I'm not sure which is more intimidating to me, because I'm not a big fan of snakes. And I am pretty certain I'd be terrified of an angel showing up in fire. Now, if you skip a few books way in the Bible, in 2 Kings, we read about this guy named Hezekiah. Hezekiah goes through and he's trying to rid so much of the temple worship of this idolatry and some of the other things that have sort of creeped into what he perceives and is led to believe is true faith. And one of those things that he gets rid of is the snake on a stick. It's stuck around for like 1,000 years. And at that point, it's actually referred to as the Nehushtan. Nehushtan, meaning the brazen thing or the useless thing, the worthless thing. That's what he refers to it as. And the people of Israel are told that this is useless. This is not something that's important to us anymore. Now, you go back 1,000 years, and it was something extremely important. Because this object that God commanded Moses to make is something that provides healing. It provides a kind of salvation to the people of Israel. All they have to do is look at it. They look at it, and they are not going to die from the snake bites. Okay? I think it's interesting that Jesus goes back to this object and references it in his discourse with Nicodemus, because that's where our gospel lesson comes from. Because not only does it sort of foreshadow his death on the cross, the being lifted up part for all the world to see, but it reminds us, I think, very uniquely of the opportunity that we have when we look at Christ, look to Christ, believe in Christ, because it brings about that same kind of healing and salvation. The people of Israel who were looking to this man-made object for their salvation, for them it was a symbol of hope. It was a symbol of health and restoration. That's what it was for. You could see it and you could know. And you can find comfort in that. For us who are living in a world that is broken, sinful, destructive, when we look to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, who is not merely some sort of symbol, but a person of flesh and blood, a person who was also God. When we look to that, lifted high above the world, we find health and salvation. We find the opportunity for restoration. Whenever we look to the cross, we find things that benefit the world. Yes, Jesus is the hope of the world. He is the world's salvation, but he's our salvation as well. We can find that health and hope whenever there is nothing in us, whenever we are distraught, whenever we are weak, whenever we are forlorn, whenever we think that perhaps the world cannot help us, there is someone and something that can. The someone is Jesus, the what is the cross. Whenever we look to that, we can find our salvation. Trouble is, just like the Israelites, why were they still dying after they had the snake on a stick? The Nehushtan, why did they die? Because they weren't looking for that hope. They were trying to put their hope in something else. I think we die spiritual deaths whenever we try to fill that God-shaped hole in our own hearts with something else. And I think we all try to fill it with other things besides God. We've filled it with material objects, with money. We've filled it with so many useless things that can be destructive to our own lives that we lose sight of the fact that it is God and the cross which leads us to wholeness. The brokenness of God is what completes. Sleepy as we all are for losing an hour last night, I hope that you take away from today the reality that God can heal. He can heal broken minds, broken hearts. He can heal broken souls. Our task, our job, our duty, what we are called to do, is to look to the cross for our salvation and then to lift high that cross so that all might come to the knowledge and the love of God. If we can do that, we will have done our part to help bring that healing to the world. Amen.